Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
All right, it was a wild weekend in college football. As Adam Schefter would say,
carnage in the streets.
Upset after upset after upset across the world of college football, including Oregon State beating the Washington State Cougars.
Yes.
Right? We just got done talking about that game. That was a big win for Oregon State.
The one upset we wanted to happen, Indiana over Ohio State, didn't.
No. No, it didn't.
Looked good early.
Or Army over Notre Dame, but, you know.
Okay.
I said wanted.
Who in the world? You really tried to convince us all that Army had a shot. No, they didn't.
I knew they didn't.
They didn't.
I just thought if I spoke it into the world, it might.
It was 49-14 in Army.
Close.
It was nowhere close. Nowhere close. Still can't wait to go see Army Navy.
Oh, it's going to be a blast.
That's going to be a great one. Yeah. Yeah. Because guess what? Army and Navy.
Close.
Neither one of them are Notre Dame against Army or Navy, which that seemed to be lopsided in both of
those. But Alabama affairs. Might as well have been Navy against, or might as well have been an Army against Notre Dame as getting absolutely shellacked by Oklahoma.
The SEC had been barking all week long about how they deserve, how tough the conference is. They deserve it. They deserve it. Alabama, the seventh-ranked team in the country, picks up their third loss of the year, a 24-3 beatdown at the hands of the Oklahoma Sooners. And think about this, too. This is an Oklahoma team that they were freaking out about their quarterback. They fired their play caller. They are in it. Like, they are sitting there going, we are reeling as a program. Mm-hmm. Is Brent Venables the right guy? 24-3. It was a game that isn't like, oh, if one thing goes this way or that way, maybe it's a little bit different. No, they kicked the living hell out of Alabama. And when's the last time a Kalen DeBoer team
got
only
like
scored
that.
3 points, right?
Yeah, I mean, a couple different things. Oklahoma ran the ball all over Alabama, which is an insane thing to say. I mean, they just lined up and said, good luck. It looked like what Alabama did to Wisconsin earlier this year, where they just led. We're going to run between the tackles. Good luck.
And look, it's funny you mentioned Wisconsin in that, because what we saw in the SEC is exactly why, you know, the Wisconsin game being 16-13, mm-hmm. find a way. It is really hard to win games this time of the year. I mean, the war of attrition kicks in. We always talk about, the SEC, that bye week, but they play, you know, Sister Mary the Poor before they have a rivalry game. Well, there's a reason why they do it. It's so they can get right, get healthy, and they manipulate the schedule better than anybody. Like, they do. But guess what? They're picking up bad losses at the end of the year. Oof. Alabama was one. Ole Miss goes down to the swamp. It's hard to win on the road.
And we gave Napier his credit and said they've got it right. They've got Lagway back there. They're playing comfortable football. And then Ole Miss has kind of stepped on a landmine here or there. And boy, did they step on one. Real quick on the Oklahoma-Alabama game. Which program has more bad faith hope in their quarterback? Alabama or Oklahoma? And Jalen Milroe and Jackson Arnold?
I don't think that either one of them really do feel like they're comfortable. I mean, Jalen Milroe still puts up good numbers and has guided them to wins, but it's just not to their expectations because guess what? The rest of their roster isn't absolutely loaded anymore. No. That happens. I mean, 3 picks is a brutal way to go, but I mean, those were his first picks in over a month.
Yeah. 11 of 26.
He isn't a Heisman candidate that he was hyped up to be at the beginning of the year. And look, Arnold wasn't either, but he ran the ball down Alabama's throat.
Oh, my God.
He ran the ball down their throat. I don't think either one of them are comfortable right now, but this is the world of college football now. The power vacuum of the SEC is kind of losing
it doesn't exist.
Its suction right now. Mm-hmm. And Ole Miss is another great example of that, right? I mean, they go down to the swamp, and look, I don't know how the SEC is going to try to spin this.
Because they will.
But they will, but you have that Ole Miss loss, and then you have Texas A&M losing in four overtimes to Auburn on the heels of Mike Elko, the head coach, who I love Elko. I think he's a damn fine head coach.
He might have oopsed that one.
Well, you think early in the week when we played the audio of him saying, oh, we're not overlooking Auburn right now. Our focus is on Texas. I mean, Auburn.
I mean, oops. Good luck putting that cat back in the
bag. And then you go and you lose in quadruple overtime to Auburn because you drop could that ball be in a better spot?
No.
I could hit him right in the chest and it's just like, boom, done. Game over. Pick up their third loss. Now you have...
Which Marcel Reed was the right choice for A&M, by the way.
Huh?
Going away from Wegman.
Yeah. But you have you now have three teams that pick up their third loss of the year.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sorry, but you lose
you're out.
Any of your conversations because those are bad losses.
Mm-hmm.
Like Alabama, that's a bad loss to Oklahoma. And you know what won't happen now that happened earlier? Vanderbilt beat Alabama and then all of a sudden they're ranked again. Well, mm-hmm. They've come back down to earth.
Yeah.
Right? They're a good team. And very similarly, Oklahoma is a good team. They're not a top 25 team. We're all watching.
Oh yeah, no.
We've seen what has happened.
They're not. I mean, we should only be talking about Texas, Georgia, Tennessee. That's it. That's it.
As far as being college football playoff.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, yeah. They
you get three losses, dog. Get out.
Yeah, and when you have bad losses mixed in there, when you lose to Kentucky and you lose to Florida
and
we're
Auburn.
We are not going to, well, yeah, I'm talking Ole Miss right now. Like, I'm not going to give Ole Miss the benefit of the doubt anymore. You know, like, I'm sorry. It's a 12-team playoff. If you thought that you were the 12 best teams in the country, you're not going to have three losses and get your way in and complain about it.
No.
Are they going to be better than a team that gets in? Yeah. But you got to handle the schedule that's in front of you. If you want to complain about how tough your schedule is, go join the Pac-12. They're looking for a team.
You can play. Seriously. You can play some lighter opponents.
Seriously, yeah. If you want to complain about how tough your schedule is and woe is me, well, you play eight conference games first of all,
mm-hmm.
Okay, and then you want to complain about go join the Pac-12, win that conference, and you can do what Boise State's doing right now, which could be looking at a first round bye. Go ahead and do it. I dare you to do it. Because if that is your complaint,
mm-hmm.
You are in the SEC, you pillage the SEC and the Big Ten pillaged other conferences so they could get all of the money. What do you want? Do you want the money or do you want to earn a spot in the college football playoff?
Are you ready for two ACC teams in the college football playoff?
Yeah, I am. I am.
Because that's the road we're heading down.
Yes. Yeah. All right. And you're probably going to see SMU. Miami or Clemson. Any imagination of those two. Well, I mean, Clemson only has one conference loss right now.
Yeah.
And Boise State fans, cover your ears on this one. But we will learn a lot tomorrow about where the college football playoff is going to land on Boise State.
Because the game control yesterday was not good.
No.
Or Saturday. Not good, fellas.
No.
Not
good. And whoever they play in the Mountain West Championship game, it ain't going to be as good as the other wins. They're going to get jumped.
No. And again, cover your ears, Beavers fans. The Boise State needs to pummel the Beavers.
Yeah,
to get the little spicy points back.
I mean, Boise State is gonna have a top 25 victory because Colorado State lost in the Mountain mm-hmm. West. By the way, that happened this weekend. So you're probably gonna get a rematch of Boise State UNLV, and it'll be a top 25 win. For Boise, but it won't be a top 15 win, which is what the committee will look at. And they'll say, well, you know, we looked at a quality win by insert ACC team here against a game opponent, and they're in, you know, and they're going to get that first round bye. And that's the game that's going to be played because that's the deck is stacked against them. And so go out, convince Ole Miss to join the Pac-12 and take a big cut in pay and say, hey, you guys can complain about not playing such a tough schedule in the SEC and have a bunch of money, or you can go ahead and go to the playoff every year by winning the Pac-12. You know?
There you go. I like it. See, we're solving multiple issues in college football all at once.
We really are. Mm. We
really
are.
That's what we do here.
Mm-hmm.